A note that this next interview contains descriptions that may not be suitable for young listeners. A Southwest Key employee has been accused of molesting 8 unaccompanied immigrant children at one of the company's shelters in Mesa. This comes after the arrest of another Southwest Key employee earlier this week on allegations he sexually abused a minor at a facility in Phoenix. Court documents show the care worker at the Mesa facility is alleged to have, among other things, groped teens through their clothing. The incidents allegedly took place over the course of about a year, beginning in August of 2016. ProPublica has been reporting on problems at immigrant shelters housing minors, joined now by reporter Topher Sanders. Topher, good morning. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So what can you tell us about this latest case? How was this guy hired? How long had he worked at this facility in Mesa?
Yeah, he worked there for about 14, 15 months, and he was hired in the way that all youth care workers are hired, except with one big exception. He managed to work for about 113 days without having had a proper background check through the fingerprinting card system that exists there in Arizona.
Any sense of how that happened?
Administrative oversight is the only thing we have. When we've asked Southwest Key to give us more details as to how that happened, they will not provide those details.
Now, this happened quite a while ago. How had this case been not really revealed until now? Like, how are we just learning about it now?
I think it speaks to a larger issue it speaks to the transparency around these facilities. This case has been sitting there in a court record there in Arizona for about, I don't know, a year. But no one knew that there had been these issues at the facility. This is the one that's in Cocapella, the one in Mesa. And so I think it takes reporters starting to ask the questions, which you have great reporters there in Arizona asking the same questions, and just deep dive digging and continuing to be persistent, that we'll be able to show the public a little bit of what it looks like to be in these facilities.
I just want to be careful with this next question, how I ask it, but the court documents are also saying that this worker had tested positive for HIV. Is this raising a greater concern as to whether any of the victims may be at risk based on the allegations? Because that's another layer that has fear and scaring people as well.
Yeah, definitely a part of the story that adds some complexity. We know from court documents that at least 2 of the children behind the allegations did have testing done, but the court records don't speak to the results of those test results.
Now, last week, ProPublica reported police across the country have responded to hundreds of calls reporting possible sex crimes at shelters that serve this population of immigrant children. How big of a problem is this? I mean, how widespread do you think this issue goes?
You know, we don't know. We did, and it's in our most recent reporting here about this youth care worker from Mesa, is that last year, the FBI received a report in from the shelters that there were 250-plus allegations of sexual misconduct in the facilities in just 1 year, and that 53 of those allegations involved an employee. It's unclear what number of them were founded or unfounded. We don't have the information, but we know that that's what they're reporting in for a single year. So we really have no idea what it looks like over a 5, 6, 7 year span of these facilities being in operation. We have no idea what the allegations look like. And I know that lawmakers are calling for greater transparency, and that's what reporters are out here trying to provide.
And Topher, finally, briefly, has the Trump administration given any official response to this?
Not to this reporting. You know that if you've been keeping up with this story, that the Trump administration officials have said that these children are well cared for in these facilities. You know, you've heard a big cable news pundits describe these facilities as summer camps. And I think that the reporting being done around these facilities is showing that they may not be summer camps.
Yes, an understatement. Topher Sanders, reporter at ProPublica. Topher, thanks for the time today.
Thank you for inviting me.